L.C. Myers, M.D., a pioneer in medicine, on this moment of Indiana history. When L.C. Myers graduated from Walcottville High School in rural northeastern Indiana in 1940, she never dreamed that she'd become an anesthesiologist. According to her memoirs, her ambition was to attend Ball State Teachers College and become a teacher of nurses, but a lack of funds meant she had to work as an assistant in a doctor's office instead. After 3 years of assisting with deliveries and immersing herself in the practice of medicine, Myers enrolled in pre-med courses at Indiana University in Bloomington. Graduating in 1947 after only 3 years, she then faced the challenge of getting into medical school at a time when women made up fewer than 10% of American med school graduates. There were 13 applicants for each open spot at IU's medical school. World War II had ended, and many eligible applicants funded by the GI Bill competed with Myers for those coveted spots. But Myers was admitted, becoming part of the first class at the new medical school in Indianapolis. Despite significant gender-based harassment from her teachers and fellow students, Myers achieved academic success and won professional respect. During her clinical rotations, she treated polio patients at Riley Children's Hospital, observed at the State Hospital for the Criminally Insane, and worked delivering babies at homes in the city's poorest neighborhoods, where she witnessed many dramatic scenes she recounts in her memoirs. Graduating from medical school with honors, Myers moved to Philadelphia for an internship in anesthesiology at the University of Pennsylvania. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.